African Bank is back in the black. The lender's annual net profit came in at 534 million rand versus a loss of 27 million rand previously. The rebound is largely driven by a fall in the credit impairment charge paired with a strong collections rate and a more than doubling in retail deposits during the period. And company CEO Kennedy Bongani joins us now with more of the detail on that earnings picture. Thanks so much, Kennedy, for joining us this evening. So like I say, you've reported profitability of 534 million rand, and that compared to your net loss position after tax last year. But what are we looking at when compared to pre-pandemic levels? Because it is all relative, right?
It is quite relative, and thank you for having us here. It is a story, I guess, of resilience, both within African Bank and our customers, who've come through the first, second, and third wave of COVID last year, and still came through with resilience for us. We're not quite back at the pre-COVID times. We took a deliberate decision that even in the second half of the year, which was looking rather promising, that we would still retain some conservativity in terms of our credit extension. This has given us time to also build a new platform for the bank in the Accelerate 25 strategy, a new game plan and the direction of travel over the next 3 to 4 years, wherein we are poised for growth, even given what are still difficult times ahead with a fourth wave pending in South Africa.
You've touched on quite a few points there, Kennedy. I want to home in on your profitability, which was largely attributable to upfront higher credit impairments, which were raised last year, being sufficient to account for the increased risk of default, right? So what's the status on NPLs right now and the kind of activity you're starting to see in the lending space in particular?
Three major factors actually helped us get back into profitability this year, from a loss of 27 million to just a profit of over half a billion rands in 1 year. Those factors are indeed, as you've pointed out, the fact that we've raised a credit charge of less than 1.3 billion versus 3.4 billion in the year prior. Secondly, it's been significant improvement in our collections. This, of course, is something worth noting because, you know, our collections capability have come through at a time when the economy is not well, where customers have taken a bit of a tough time. This is something to build on for the future at African Bank. Lastly, it has been a good performance in our insurance business, something that we really are keen to build on as we build a diversified bouquet of products and solutions for our customers going forward.
Yeah. Overall, though, your gross loan advances decreased by 6%. So are you attributing that to you being more conservative, more stringent as far as your lending is concerned, or more so sheer lack of appetite from the South African consumer right now, especially as we have to contend with what is potentially going to be a rising interest rate environment?
I'm glad you picked up on this. We took a deliberate decision to come out rather slow from the stringent conservative measures taken in 2020. You'll see a lot of our peers actually have got their sales in terms of credit extension much higher than us. We also do have a dynamic of our year end being in September, and therefore do not count the October-November performance, which is already showing significant growth. It's in effect in pre-COVID levels, October and November. That does not come through in the set of numbers I'm talking to here, which end in September. We took a decision to come out slower because we understand the segment of our clientele at African Bank, which did need to recuperate a bit more to get that household disposable income back in healthy state and before you could extend further credit to them. This was a deliberate move that has stood us in great stead, but also created a good platform for us to be poised for growth in 2022.
I guess holding you in good stead as well is the fact that you've had your retail deposits book growing 73%, and that with that, you know, making up or constituting 61% of your total funding.
We were quite chuffed about that. Our retail deposit as a percentage of total deposit was 35% in 2020. We've moved it now to 61% of the total book. This has helped us reduce our total cost of funds. And in our new strategy, I want us to take that percentage from 61% to 70% in the next reporting periods, further reducing our cost of funds at African Bank, something that had been a problem in many years before.
Okay,
in
so
addition to...
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but 70% is then the target that we're going to have to be looking out for in your next set of earnings. Before I let you go, Kennedy, you touched on there your 2025 Accelerate strategy, which is in play. What exactly are we looking at there, and how much of a spanner in the works does this potential fourth wave of COVID-19 now throw?
This is an audacious strategy for growth that we're quite excited about at African Bank, formulated in consultation with all African bankers and feedback from our customers. It is simply based on two fundamental pillars, one of strengthening the core of our current business, current capabilities, current products, making sure we remove, digitize our end-to-end customer journeys, strengthen our IT safety and security, transform our sales teams so that we can cross-sell beyond just our traditionally strong personal loan space. However, having strengthened the core of our business, we also need to do something different. And we're quite delighted to announce today that we're looking to expand the core of African Bank back into its business banking roots, leading with a digital SME offering that we'll be speaking about in a few months, getting back into that part of the market that is underserved, the entrepreneurs, small, medium enterprises that continue to be underserved today. We are entering that market in a digital platform, and we believe that it's something that the country is and this economy needs urgently.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there, Kennedy. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, African Bank CEO Kennedy Bongani.